This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're going to touch on four quick issues. One is this new discussion of the two appointees for the Fed chairman or chairperson that President Biden is looking at. It's Fed Chairman Powell or Fed Governor Lael Brainard, and we'll discuss a little bit about that, 4 or 5 points in that. We'll also talk about the alpha in two situations. Putting money into private equity funds versus in public markets. Second, putting money in private equity funds versus putting money in the publicly traded private equity fund stocks like Blackstone, Apollo, et cetera. And then finally, we'll talk about the new jobs report, the jobless claims report, and fascinating. So let's talk about these in order. First, Fed Chairman Powell, widely respected by the financial markets and the economic analysts, now faces pressure, or I should say President Biden faces pressure to replace Fed Chairman Powell. And there's all kinds of discussions around this. The sort of one concern is progressives in Congress and the Senate and the House are pushing Biden for a more progressive leader of the Fed. The person that they've sort of put their hands around is Lael Brainard, who serves on the Fed, and she's been a Fed governor since 2014. She is viewed sort of 3 or 4 points in this. One is she's an extremely competent person. So at the end of the day, the markets will react to this, but it probably won't be as troubling or as problematic as many people think it might be. Still, odds are still on that Fed Chairman Powell will remain chairperson. Second, she's viewed as slightly more political than Fed Chairman Powell, though Fed Chairman Powell, although appointed originally by President Obama, then appointed to the chair spot by President Trump, is traditionally a Republican, though he was appointed originally by Obama and is thought of as relatively nonpartisan and tries to avoid politics. Has done the best he can to play down the middle here during his term as Fed chairman. Some people think Lael Brainard is slightly more critical. She did donate to Hillary Clinton in the last election, and that's not necessarily here nor there in the 2000 election before the last one, but so did many people. She is viewed as very smart. There is the thought she may be more dovish and less likely to increase rates fairly shortly than Chairman Powell, although Chairman Powell has been, you know, pretty slow to raise rates. Right now he's talking about early 2023. The markets are thinking more like 2022. There is some concern amongst the Democratic Party that if he pulls the trigger on rates sooner and raises them sooner, that may also negatively impact the midterms. And there is some view that Brainard is somewhat more political and may play more nicely with Biden if Biden's aims are to slow down on that. The flip side is the Biden administration is facing rising inflation, and now there's concern sort of from all sides that there might be some need to raise rates. But in any event, these are the discussions around these two candidates, Lael Brainard and Fed Chairman Powell. I mean, the good news is either one seems to be highly competent, highly intelligent. Brainard's been in the Fed since 2014, so she's not a newbie to this. Two other issues we're looking at this morning, I guess first I'll talk about is this issue of the jobless claims. New jobless claims came in at 268,000. It's the 6 week in a row where they're less than 300,000. I think an overall gestalt number to look at is the amount of people that are currently in government programs. At the peak of the pandemic, that number got up to 21 million. For a very long time, it stagnated at about 11 million. Now the number of people on government programs is down to 3 million. And that is, at least from many of our perspectives, a very good sign in terms of people getting back to work and the concept that you do have to work. And I know that is politically inappropriate, but you have to work, actually. And so the fact that there's down to 3 million people on government programs that are intended to bolster unemployment is probably a positive. And, you know, slowly the market is returning to where people are going back to work. Obviously, everybody would like to dent these unemployment numbers further, although they've come down significantly. Third and fourth items we'll talk about today is just the alpha that's created in different spots. I mean, one thing that's fascinating is the S&P has been up 25%. Private equity funds have had a banner year. And what the consistency looks like in the alpha in good times and bad times between private equity fund investing and public market investing, even with the expenses of private equity fund investing. The fascinating story that came out this week about CalPERS and how they're reallocating their investment funds went to exactly this. Their perspective is to get the returns they need. They need to be a little bit less in the public markets and a little bit more in private equity funds. So they've raised their allocation of private equity funds from 8% to 13% of their portfolio. And similarly, they've added 5% of private debt to their portfolio. And that's just their perception. Over the long run, they're going to do better or bolster the returns with some of these private equity investments versus truly all public company investments. I thought that was fascinating. The other thing that I watch closely, and I think it's just also a fascinating story, is he has the largest private equity fund companies have gone public. You know, there's, of course, this crazy game of trying to get into these private equity funds. Like, you know, even if you're highly connected, it's like seeing a specialist in healthcare. You need to find a way to get into the private equity funds. Once you have just so much money, you could throw so much money at them and you're willing to do so. But this is sort of a war to get into private equity funds. And I always look at this as an investor who's done some investing in private companies, private equity and funds. Any fund that wants me, it's like a club. If they want me as an investor, they probably can't be that good at fund. The flip side is, if I want to be in that fund, I almost have to almost affirmatively ask, how do I get into that fund? And so the question is there enough alpha in making that effort, or are you better off just investing in Blackstone, Apollo, et cetera, directly through the public markets? Those funds, plus KKR, have done tremendous this year, better than the S&P. And so it's just a really interesting question as to this effort to get yourself into locked up investments and the work you have to do. It literally is like trying to get in to see a specialist. If you want to see the right specialist to your family, almost inevitably today, you've got to have a connection to somebody to get into that specialist. It's not that you couldn't get into them otherwise, but there's an access issue and a timing issue. And getting into private equity funds of a certain sort has become a similar type thing. And I guess the constant question is that of alpha, is how much better are you doing by getting into the actual private equity fund versus investing in the fund company? And similarly, investing in public company indexes, you know, the S&P 500, VOO, Vanguard, you know, core S&P 500, stock and very low expenses, versus trying to get into private equity funds. And I'd love people's feedback on this. There's been different studies done over the years, you know, and generally the studies show better in private equity funds, but the great but is the private equity funds themselves have a great variance in returns, and there is a huge continuum. So better to be in private equity funds, but you don't have an index private equity fund, you could easily end up in a bad private equity fund, and then you've done far worse. So in any event, a fascinating discussion around Fed Chairman Powell versus Lael Brainard. And again, Lael Brainard is a Fed governor, so not like an unknown crazy person, but a really bright, very competent person. Second is the jobless numbers, the amount of people that are no longer on public benefits. And then third is this alpha, investing in private equity funds versus public markets, and then investing in private equity funds versus private equity fund publicly traded companies, where you're more liquid, but maybe you don't have the same results as investing in the fund itself. Thank you so much for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We're always trying to talk about what we think are interesting issues, and we hope you do as well. Thank you very much for listening.